You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Promoters of mid-cap companies are making hay while the sun shines. A substantial rise in share prices in the past few months has prompted many of them to cash in on the market rally. Many entities have also seen private equity investors and venture capital funds heading for the exit route. According to CapitalLine, out of 1,182 companies for which data is available, 138 saw promoters reducing their holdings during the April-June quarter. Among the 131 mid-cap companies in the sample size, 27 saw a reduction in promoter holding during the quarter. Mid-cap companies are those with a market capitalization between Rs. 5,000 crore and Rs. 20,000 crore. Meanwhile, agreements for external commercial borrowing signed by Corporate India jumped to a massive $12 billion in the April-June quarter, three times the level in the year-ago period, and as much as 80% of the inflows during the whole of last financial year, the Reserve Bank of India said on Monday. Nearly two-thirds of the ECBs registered in the quarter were earmarked for investment activities, the central bank said in its latest State of the Economy report, in what could be the first definite sign of revival of the private capex cycle in the economy. Most of the ECBs will be used for new projects, modernization, infrastructure development and purchase of capital goods, while less than a quarter of the funds have end users like refinancing, working capital. Moving on, Jio Financial Services, the demerged entity of Reliance Industries, will be included in the Nifty 50 from July 20th, National Stock Exchange said on Monday. The press release said that NSE, via its circular dated July 12th, has announced a special pre-open session to be conducted for Reliance Industries in the capital market segment on July 20th, on account of demerger of its financial services business into Reliance Strategic Investments, spun-off entity to be renamed Jio Financial Services. In an earlier circular dated July 12th, the exchange had said a pre-open call auction session would be conducted for RIL on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The company will also be included in the Nifty 100, Nifty 200 and Nifty 500. On to economy, World Bank President Ajay Banga on Monday said that the private sector investment lab being set up by the World Bank will help ease the friction in attracting private capital to emerging economies. Speaking on the sidelines of the G20 meeting of finance ministers and central bank governors here, Banga said the bank is reorienting itself to play a stronger role in the global efforts for poverty eradication and all-round development. He also indicated that the plan underway to bolster the bank's capital base will be expedited. Banga's comments come in the wake of the G20 finance ministers considering a report on capital adequacy framework of multilateral development banks, which was submitted to them in July last year. While deliberations are on at the G20's finance track to find common ground to address global challenges, the RBI is showcasing to delegates how digitized land record data can be used to sanction and disperse loans in a completely paperless manner in minutes without the farmer having to visit the bank branch. At the RBI's Innovation Pavilion, the exhibits also provide information about the upcoming digital tech platform, which is being developed to enable frictionless credit to various types of loans, including MSME and personal loans, by making use of various digital data points. The digital journey includes opening of accounts through eKYC, accessing digitized land records of state government, credit bureau scores, and other necessary information. In some more economy news, India and the US have notified the World Trade Organization that both countries have reached a mutually agreed solution to a dispute that involved New Delhi putting additional duties on some products from the US to retaliate against extra duties its steel and aluminium products faced. In a communication to the WTO, both countries have said that the parties have reached a mutually agreed solution to the matter raised in the dispute. An official said that both the countries have also informed the WTO's dispute settlement body about the resolution of five other pending disputes. Formal communication from the WTO on these disputes will follow shortly. Of the six disputes, three were initiated by India and three by the US. Lastly, let's see which stocks are in focus today. These include Jio Financial Services, as it will be included in the Nifty 50 from July 20th, National Stock Exchange said. Apart from that, you will also have to watch out stocks of LTI Mindtree, Indian Oil, Adani Total Gas, Infosys, Patanjali Foods and Central Bank of India, among others. Despite macroeconomic headwinds, LTI Mindtree managed to post a marginal increase in its Q1 revenue at Rs. 8,702 crore. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.